Well, my experience there was horrible. You know, I was treated badly, not just I, but the other inmates, other HIV inmates as well. And it took a long time and a hard fighting to get things to change there.
Were you diagnosed before you went to prison, or were you diagnosed when you went to prison?
I was diagnosed when I went to prison back in when I first went back in 95. Back in 95, when I was diagnosed at Cuba Correctional Facility, they put me in a lockup area, and the doctors, they took us to see the doctor. The doctor told me that I only had 6 months to live. He hadn't did any kind of blood work on me or nothing. He just came and told me I had 6 months to live. You know, and that kind of hurt it. You know, it told me then the way that they was bringing the trays to us. You know, they just slide the trays in like you was animals. You know, we was treated badly. They didn't want to touch us. You know, none of that. Like we was lepers. And it was a hurting feeling. You know, I stayed stressed out.
What are some of the differences that HIV prisoners experience in Alabama versus, say, the regular prison population?
Well, first of all, we were segregated. We were separated from the population inmates, the non HIV positive inmates. We endured a lot of stigma coming from the officers, and not just officers, but guests that came through, such as tourists and things of that nature.
Did it limit your ability to learn or earn money while you were in prisons? I know some of the issues that they had, HIV prisoners didn't have as much access to work release programs and other things like that.
Yes, sir. It limited us greatly, because at first we wasn't allowed to go to work release centers or armor camps, you know, things of that nature to get you closer to home. The work release camps were, you know, to help you with funds and stuff like that there to transition you back into society. And when you got out, you know, you would leave with a little money or something to get you started with. Okay, those things we was not able to have because of the segregation policy that ADOC had back in the days.
And you were one of the lead plaintiffs in the ACLU lawsuit against the state. How did you get involved with the lawsuit?
Well, I wrote the ACLU. I wrote the ACLU and told them that, you know, gave them my complaints about what was going on. You know, I also got in touch with this female named Dana Holly, and she's the one that filed the lawsuit at first. And so I joined with her and along with the ACLU, and we went from there.
When that decision came down end of last year, I guess what was your emotions about the decision of the court?
Oh, I was very emotional. I feel great about the decision because now I know that the inmates, the HIV positive inmates that come behind me, they will be treated fairly, you know, versus the way that I was treated coming up, you know, in the prison system, in Alabama prison system, starting from 95 is when I was diagnosed. And, you know, it was terrible, you know, being treated like a leopard, you know, caged in. You know, feeling like, you know, it made me feel like I was an animal in an animal shelter. It was horrible.
And I know Department of Corrections just recently said that they're going to desegregate all prisons, and that'll be finalized, I believe, in 2014 or beginning of 2014. Do you feel that once that's happened, things will drastically improve for HIV prisoners in the prison system in Alabama?
Yes, things will improve greatly. For prisoners who's living with HIV and AIDS, because for one, they would get a chance to move from facility to facility. You know, some facilities doesn't have the same programs as other facilities. And also, they would get a chance to, you know, make money so that when they get ready to transition back into the society, they would have something to go on. You know, and also, when it comes to doing time, see, HIV inmates really did more time than the average inmate, non-HIV inmate, because the average non-HIV inmate, they had other programs that they can go to at other facilities, when HIV-positive inmates could only go to Limestone.